Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Itakwini Municipality has clarified that its precautionary alert for people to boil their water before use is limited to the Athlone Park supply zone. It follows public concern about broader water quality issues in the southern region. The city issued a warning for residents in Athlone Park, Galleria Mall, Arbor Crossing and Kingsway Hospital over the weekend. It says the notice was triggered after routine tests showed that water quality in the zone did not meet acceptable standards. The area's ward councillor Andre Pietre says he's tried to inquire about the reason for the boil alert after receiving a notice on Saturday.
We attempted to get more clarity on it because as it was sent out, people immediately started panicking and questions were asked whether their in-house filtration systems were adequate, what kind of filtration needed to be done, was the one-minute boiling adequate. The only answers we got is that they are still busy doing tests, that there was an isolated sample within the one reservoir two, that did not meet the standards.
He says they've since found the problem.
The reservoir tank 2 would now be cleaned on Tuesday, and they suspected that whatever is the contamination was a result of the tank not being cleaned in terms or in line with the maintenance schedule, because the area had been experiencing water supply problems for the last month.
In a statement today, the municipality says while water quality results show improvement, the alert remains in place pending further testing. Outside of the affected areas, Itakwini says potable water remains safe and fully compliant with drinking water standards. Over 80 kilograms of veterinary medicine that was destined for Pietermaritzburg has been seized in Limpopo. The Border Management Authority says it intercepted the shipment at Polokwane International Airport. The authority's Memme Mokgotsi says the medicine did not have the proper import permits. It's being analysed at the Onderstepoort Veterinary Institute in Pretoria. Mokgotsi says the BMA is taking the incident seriously amid the current foot and mouth disease outbreak in the country.
The BMA has strengthened vigilance and inspection services at the ports of entry to detect and intercept any illegal importation of untested biological and preventive veterinary products, including vaccines, that may be harmful to local primary animal producers and to economic prospects.
Meanwhile, South Africa's health products regulator has been officially accepted as a member of the International Council for Harmonization. It's a global body that sets scientific and technical standards for registering medicines. SAHPRA was approved after presenting its progress in meeting international guidelines. And Iran has announced the discovery of a major gold deposit in the east of the country. It's reported the new vein structure was found at a privately owned mine. It's said to hold some nearly 8 million tons of oxide gold ore and over 53 million tons of sulfide gold ore. The new reserves have reportedly been officially validated by the Ministry of Industry, Mines and Trade there. Iran has not officially disclosed the amount of its national gold reserves, but says it has significantly increased its purchases in recent years. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 27 tomorrow, Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Bafana Bafana squad for AFCON has been confirmed by Hugo Broos. The December Premier League calendar starts as match day 14 gets underway tomorrow, and England's Joe Root not convinced that the Ashes needs a pink ball test match.